Well, that's really good. And you just have a good time. Are you still a believer in Santa? Because at 7, it's marginal, right? Well, you just enjoy yourself.
Everybody, and welcome to episode 94 of Have a Nice Life. I'm Dan. Still,
I was gonna say because it's marginal.
It's who knows who any of us are these days.
I really
days.
Don't know. I never know.
No, I think, like I said, as our pre-roll, you're more Erica than ever.
Nature is returning.
This is not the return your side of Twitter was talking about.
I think it is.
Oh boy. Yeah.
I guess, right off the top, I want to get some Grinch content out of the way.
Oh God.
I saw a tweet earlier today. Someone was like, Joe Rogan, don't platform the Grinch. That's irresponsible. Like, it was clearly a joke. And someone replied and they said, this might be a joke, but why would we platform the Grinch when we could center BIPOC voices? As if the Grinch isn't a bisexual person of color. He's literally green.
I love the argument. Someone asked, is the Grinch...
I was gonna bring this up.
Yeah, his name, his race, or his name, his like,
race, or
yeah,
his
race,
occupation?
Or his occupation.
But what is it?
I don't know. It was never explained.
See, I always thought he was like a weird who. He's a neurodivergent who.
I mean, he technically did go to their school,
yeah.
Right?
He wasn't in a special class, though.
I love everyone, like, making up the wrong names for the Grinch.
The Scunch.
Like, someone posted the screenshot. Oh, the Scunch is everlasting. The Scunch is the number one. But there was another meme that said, like, your boy the Grunch. But there was someone posted a screenshot from Twitter of like a whole slew of people mispronouncing the Grinch, and it just said it's the most wonderful time of year.
Wait.
Let me read these to you.
When you're done that, I actually have an answer to the Grinch question.
You did some... Jamie pulled it up. But here we have, the woman in the canteen looks like someone of the Grinch.
Oh, did I send you these?
No, I sent it to you, but then...
I think I sent it to
me.
You.
I think I sent it to someone else, and you sent it to me, and I've already seen it. But
so why
I just
didn't
love
you
the
send
idea
it
of someone...
Me?
Someone of the Grinch.
This is so good.
Yeah, I compared it to... someone of the Grinch as being our houseless neighbor. I thought the Grinch was sexy as a child.
The Grinch.
You woke up from a dream that me and the Grinch were soldiers in Nam. Them people on the Grinch look like rats. I feel like the Grinch. And this man look like the Grinch.
The Grinch.
But I love someone of the Grinch. It's so good. So yes, can you bring up the definitive answer of finally put this to bed of what
there's,
the Grinch actually
there's actually,
is.
There's a lot. But I'm just...
Is there like a wiki fandom page of him?
There's like a tvtropes.org. So I'm just going to read...
You're not on the Dr. Seuss fandom no. wiki?
I'm just going to read the snippet, but there is a whole page. The Grinch is actually the same species as the Whos. He is a different subspecies, though, explaining his greenness.
He's of the same kingdom, but like a different genus.
The Grinch kind of Who are actually quite numerous, but live quite a distance away from Whoville.
They're like the, was it the capital city as to its the Springfield?
Let's see if I can.
Well, finally, I can get some sleep.
The Who's seen in Horton Hears a Who are the result of generations of interbreeding between the two kinds of Who's, which also explains the remarkably different Whoville in Horton's story and in the film version, and all the weird technology.
Oh my God, our questions and prayers have finally been answered.
Were cat people. What? Is this a fan speculation or is this canon?
I don't think Dr. Seuss ever gave any of his characters this much thought. He's just like, yeah, they're fucking weird. I don't know. It's the 60s, man.
Oh, do you remember when everyone pretended to hate Dr. Seuss for like 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. When they decided that a bunch of like kind of insensitive books that were already not selling and were not like among the true Seuss canon were going out of print and they accumulated to being censored.
Yeah. Book burning.
And then your dad bought that shirt.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss greater than sign Dr. Fauci. It's great.
I mean, it's not wrong. It's just a funny shirt to wear or opinion to have.
Dr. Seuss didn't do AIDS.
I mean, he might have.
Who's Dr. Seuss, the original power bottom bug chaser.
Oh, it is that time
infamous
of year.
Infamous bug chaser.
For the infamous power bottom Ebenezer
Scrooge. Infamous bug chasing power bottom. Dr. Seuss.
Oh my God. So, I was going to bring this up a little later, but speaking of Ebenezer Scrooge, I was driving to the camera shop today to spend way too much fucking money on film. Do you know how much a roll of Portra 400 is now?
$34.
Well, no, it's $12.50. But I remember complaining when the price jumped from like $7 to $8, like 3 years ago.
Inflation.
And Kodak is bringing they said they're raising their prices 20% in the new year again. So I just like took out a mortgage to buy 10 rolls of film. But I was driving down the highway and I could not take a picture of it and I'm so mad.
What?
But I was driving alongside a big semi truck that was like about to turn off an exit. Okay. And I was alongside it and I pull up to the cab and in gigantic black like Cooper font letters, it just said Black Scrooge on the side.
As if Scrooge is anything other than Jewish. Scrooge the Black Israelite. Wait, what are they called? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think so. I just love the I like couldn't even do a double take before it was like pulling off the highway, let alone like take a picture.
It's
but
so good.
It just said Black Scrooge, all caps.
Someone
in like giant.
Someone
font.
Tweeted a picture of like Scrooge in the window with the caption, "Hello, my boy. What's the discourse today?"
I did see that. Speaking of other things I saw on the road today, that was also very funny. There was just on the entrance of Route 3. Coming off of Route 19, Tonnelly Ave, for all my New Jersey highway heads out there. There's a gigantic like billboard for an attorney, some woman attorney, and I didn't have a chance to look at what they specialize in, but it just says, "So-and-so Arnold, the courtroom bulldog who cannot be leashed." And I'm like, that's fucking cool. I'm like, also, like, what is a courtroom bulldog? Like, is that like a junkyard dog? Like, you can't just make something up and have it establish some sort of.
I mean,
of,
I think
like,
she's trying to establish something.
Idea. Maybe. Yeah.
She's like, if can't be a good lawyer, I might as well be the person who establishes the courtroom bulldog trope.
I mean, every bulldog I've met is like a fat lady.
Yeah,
piece of
you
shit.
Could just like push it over with a finger.
Yeah. And they're also like bred so wrong that they're. If you don't wipe their face once a day, they just like die of infection. So maybe that's what they're going for. I don't know. Maybe she loves to ride a skateboard, like that viral bulldog.
I was gonna say she's
and she just rides a skateboard.
She's baby dog
around the. She might be baby dog.
There's a baby dog boutique that's open in the Greenbrier now.
Oh my god, I want to go. I'm like on hold to shoot an event on New Year's, but I'm gonna give them like one last chance to like. Confirm. And if they don't, like after this week, I'm gonna fucking book in my time in West Virginia if that's still cool. Yeah. Cool.
I'm ready for 2 weeks of Dan Bassini. Of course we're going to the Greenbrier.
2 weeks? Yeah, you want me to come down
so
for 2 weeks?
So you said you promised 2 weeks.
I have to be back by January 5th.
Okay.
So but anytime, I think, between Christmas and New Year's. It's
well, I'm off that whole week.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Maybe I'll try to crash a night at Anthony Valentine's house. We'll see. See his new kid. Yeah.
Wait,
what did you get up to
Anthony?
This week? No, it's Andrew. I said Andrew.
I thought you said Anthony.
You wanted me to say
that. I was like, wait, what did you say? Did you just ask me how my week was?
I did.
I went to Phoenix.
Yeah. You told me, well, up until pre-roll, you told me very little about it. Except for some really, like, sly-looking weird looks on your face. You're a bad liar. And also a very weird text that you sent at midnight, 3 a.m. my time, being, oh, shit, I meant to send that to Steven, which means you have, like, a secret chat going on.
Steven and I have always had a secret chat going on, because Steven and I are Eskimo cousins, a story that we're going to tell for episode 100, we decided. I was in Phoenix. I rented. First of all, I was not prepared for it to be cold. No one told me it gets cold.
You didn't ask your brother.
He hasn't left the hotel.
Wait, why is he in a hotel?
He's training there. He's been there for a few weeks. So gotcha. I big sister came with her Jeep to save the day. I rented a Jeep. it was by a man by the name of Chartavius Scott.
Wait, that's who you rented the Jeep from?
Somebody,
Chartavius Scott? Is he the Black Scrooge himself?
I was gonna say he sounds like a football player.
That just reminds me of the names they make up on like Cumtown. Yeah, my name's Garfield Lasagna.
Yeah, Chartavius Scott. Like, tell me that's not the coolest name ever.
It's a fucking
cool name. And I wish I knew what this man looked like, because obviously I have a vision in my head. But his Toro picture was just like the Air Force logo.
Wait, you didn't like who handed the keys?
He did
like,
it remotely.
How's that work?
I have no idea. Radio waves. Someone presses a button.
Oh, like and there was like a lockbox somewhere?
Well, he unlocked it and the keys were in the console. So,
cool.
I was like, if I'm going to be in the desert, I'm going to rent like a four-door Jeep Sahara hardtop. And I'm going to ride around in the desert with the top off. But when I got to the Grand Canyon, it was like 30 degrees outside.
You should have rented a Toyota Tacoma like ISIS.
I mean, it was still fun to drive around in.
The true desert cruiser.
So day one, I got there. Not really much happened. Let's see. Oh, the Jeep wave. I didn't know the Jeep wave.
I don't know
the
Jeep wave.
On my first full day there, my brother and his friend and I went hiking at Pinnacle Peak, which was gorgeous. But I just kept passing Jeeps and they kept doing the wave and I was getting flustered. I almost like drove into oncoming traffic trying to do it. It's like three fingers. So...
Oh, because like the other, like the rest of you, your ring finger and pinky are on the wheel?
I guess.
So you just.
Yeah, so I was like literally just driving like this to be prepared for it.
Just ready to wave at any
moment.
And
then like once I got out of Phoenix, I would like do it and no one would do it back. So I learned it for nothing.
So would you say it's a Phoenix thing? You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. It's a Jeep owner's living in Phoenix.
It's never been a Jeep thing all along. It's always just been a Phoenix thing.
So I, you know, I eventually did learn the Jeep wave. My brother and I went to...
Seems like more of a signal than a wave. It's more of a Jeep acknowledgement.
Did you ever watch the movie? I think it was called The Wave. It was from the 80s, and it was supposed to be, like, reminiscent of the Holocaust, but they had this, like, secret wave, and they go like this. It's wild.
The only wave I know is the late 2000s post-hardcore wave.
I only know the blue wave, hashtag resist. So I realized, I don't even think I told you about my Grand Canyon trip, did I?
You didn't tell me anything about your trip. You're too busy being weird and secretive and only telling Steven.
Well, because Steven's on the West Coast. Okay. Steven and I were almost in the same time zone.
I guess. You're just afraid to tell me things.
I'm afraid to tell you things.
So I'll make fun of you for them.
You do.
And you're not wrong. You used to tell me everything until I started critiquing your decisions. And then instead you pivoted to someone who enabled you.
Yeah. You'll be like, you'll just give me judgmental glances. Steven will be like, hot girl shit. But see, what I need is... That's why we have the group chat, because then I get both sides. See?
The angle and the devil on your shoulder.
Okay, so Grand Canyon. A lot of weird things happened at the Grand Canyon. I know it's like a spiritual place for people to go, but it seemed like a convergence of all sorts of spiritual weirdness.
How so?
Okay, so I got there, snow on the ground, Arizona. Who would have thought? I mean, it's the
desert gets notoriously cold.
And it's like 7,000 feet up, so.
It's a dry cold.
But it didn't feel that cold. I was like walking around in sandals and I was fine. There were people in like parkas. They were doing too much.
Well, because they're probably from Arizona and it was 115 degrees all summer. So,
anyway, oh my goodness, hold on 1 second.
Oh my God.
Get out of there. Truth. What the
He figured out how to get the trash can open with his nose.
You need to get a new dog.
Probably only have like a few years left on him.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I hope you feel bad now.
No, I hope you feel bad.
No, I feel terrible. Like it makes me sad. I need to be mean about it so I don't get sad about it.
Start shopping.
No. So I looked at my notes to get me back on track.
Spiritual hole in the ground parkas.
So snow. My brother and I were walking through the visitor center and I see a goose and I'm like, whatever, you know, sometimes there's like birds that walk around, like, you know, sometimes they'll just be like a peacock. Then I realized this goose was on a leash. It was on a harness and there were people walking this goose.
That's sick.
And then this woman picks up the goose. Charlie,
your dog heard what you said.
And then she picks up the goose. It starts like honking for dear life, like a child throwing a tantrum because it doesn't want to be picked up. And my brother and I just looked at each other and we're like, what in the world? And so then I went to the bathroom and we started walking back and there was a family, shall we say it was a family of Chartavius Scotts. And they were like, We overheard them talking. They're like, yeah, did you see that white lady with that goose on that leash? Yeah, and then, you know, saw the Grand Canyon. It was pretty grand, I gotta say. And then I saw the single greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I should have sent you a picture of this before so I don't have to like scroll through. But basically, because there was snow on the ground, people kept building these like little snowmen on the side, and they were kind of cute. They were weird, but they were cute. So my brother and I are just standing looking at the canyon, and this white woman with this like pack of honkies,
honkies referring to geese.
Honkies referring to crackers. I hope we don't get deplatformed for saying that.
Yeah. Wait, so one second. This is a very weird, bizarre thing that just happened. I just opened up my browser, and I noticed that there was like a new thing in my toolbar, like a new bookmark, and it just said image, and I clicked on it, and it's a picture of Bruce Springsteen, and it just said, Tommy used to work on the docks. The union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough, but not as tough as a Jeep. Why was this in my
that's so weird
hockey toolbar?
They're listening to us.
It's very strange, but continue.
Yeah, so these little bunch snowmen, of honkies. And yeah, this woman goes up and she's like, oh my god, and she picks up her phone and she's like, I'm gonna post this and say that I made it. So my brother and I are laughing. We're like, colonizer, Columbusing this snowman. And then we, you know, walk like a mile and come back, and we see these two people making these snowmen. One of them is, let's call him indigenous. He's definitely some kind of Native American. And okay. I was like, oh, have you been making the snowman? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, did you make that one over there? And he was like, yeah. So they literally Columbused the snowman from this indigenous person.
Wow.
I was like, this is so perfect.
That's pretty fucking wild.
Right? Yeah. And then, you know, drove home. Went to bed.
Nice. How many days were you there total?
Only like two full days, because I got there at like 11-ish on Thursday and I left at 10 in the morning on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go back. I liked it.
It's a cool area.
Come back with me, Dan.
To Phoenix? Yeah. Maybe. Is it cool?
Yeah.
It's too hot. Too fucking hot out there.
No, it's not. Not in the winter. It was like...
It's too fucking cold.
It was like
out
65
there.
Degrees, which is the perfect temperature. Everyone knows this.
That is actually the perfect.
That is the temperature that I keep my house.
We don't have access to such things in my home. But yeah, 65 is a good one.
I'm trying to think if anything else happened. No, it was a pretty low key trip. Pretty uneventful. Yeah. How about you? How was your week?
So much stuff happened. All of it happened almost immediately after we recorded last week.
That's what always
week.
Happens.
And then we recorded on a Wednesday and didn't put it out till Monday. So like there was so much time in between then and now. And so yeah, last Wednesday was my birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
thank you. And we went out to eat. So me and my roommate, Jason, and his girlfriend Colleen came in from Queens, and we went out to this like incredible fucking barbecue spot that is dangerously close to my house.
Wait, is it like a double date? Is there something you're not telling me about your roommate?
Okay. No, it was not. But
also, oh my God, am I being replaced?
Like by
your
who?
Roommate.
In what
as
sense?
As best girlfriend.
I mean, you weren't here to take me out for my birthday.
That's true.
Maybe. So true. You can take me out for my birthday the end of the month. So we went out to eat and incredible barbecue place that I forgot how good was, and it's bad that it's that good and so close. But then went out to Pet Shop, hung out at the bar for a little bit, a couple people showed up. Nice, small, low-key evening. We get home to the apartment, probably around 11, 11:30 or so, and we hear this alarm going off. And it's like this, like, beep, 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 like three times over.
It's happening.
And then it stops, or at least we couldn't hear anything, and then it started again, and we're like, okay, this is frustrating. So we're, like, going through the house trying to figure out where it's coming from. And because, like, a lot of our apartments, like, the people who live to the right of us, they all flooded just like our place mm-hmm. did. But that the place, I think people just moved in to the right of us. The people to the left are still, like, under construction. So they're doing construction all day. And so no one's down there. So, like, fuck, okay, it's coming from the empty apartment. And I'm, like, listening with my ear to the wall, and I'm like, there's a message in between the three beeps that then plays a message, like, on, like, a security system. Yeah, it's like the hatch. Yeah. So we then, I go outside to investigate more, and I can, like, there's a crack, like, the windows open a crack on the front window, and I hear the message, and it's saying, evacuate immediately. And we're like, oh shit.
Wait. Concerning. I think you have this on your soundboard. And then it started playing downtown.
It sounded just like this.
Oh, it's Anthony Quinn Warner.
You got memory hold. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was playing the evacuate now beep. And we're like, oh, so this is concerning. Like, maybe it's like a gas leak or like a carbon monoxide detector or a smoke detector or something. Well, we should probably do something about it. So we call the non-emergency line.
Also, I kind of missed this story because I think you, like, did it while I was on the plane or something. Maybe I was sleeping.
I definitely sent you, like, a long-ass text about, like, it, and then no one responded to it at all.
Well, I was flying.
Okay, you're a jet-setter. Steven has no excuse. And he loves calling the cops. It's his favorite thing.
I'm just surrounded by cop callers at all times.
So we call the non-emergency line, and...
You called the social worker line?
Yeah,
The armed social worker line?
Yeah, we called Punk Talks. Over. Erica just spit out her drink. We needed their services to cancel ourselves.
You gotta warn me before a Punk Talks reference.
So they send a cop over. The cops literally show up and leave before we even have time to put our shoes on. And obviously the alarm's still going off. We call the non-emergency line back and we're like, hey, what the fuck? Like, the cops showed up. They took like one step out of the car and they left.
They were like, it's not on fire. Isn't that the kind of thing where you call the fire department and not the cops?
Well, so we'll get to that in a second. You're jumping ahead.
Okay, sorry.
So we call the cops back. They show up. We actually get our shoes and coat on and go outside, and the cops are immediately annoyed. Immediately zero patience with us. And there's like two of them. One dude is definitely like the other one's superior. And the superior dude is just like, yeah, I don't know what you want us to do. There's nothing to do. I'm like, oh, okay, man. Well, we called you because we're concerned because... You know, the alarm's going off and it's saying, like, evacuate. And he's like, well, there's no forced entry, no break-in, nothing we can do. And I'm like, no. Like, we understand it's not a break-in.
Was he Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes, he might have been.
What's the deal with forced entry?
And we're like, no, we understand it's not a break-in. Like, the alarm isn't saying there's a break-in. Like, it's saying evacuate. Like, you don't. There isn't, like, a break-in, and then there's, like, get the fuck out of the house. There's a break-in. Yeah. Like, you're supposed to jog past the intruder. Like, So
the what is the meme? The Claymore Roomba.
Yes. So we're like, no, we understand it's not a break-in. It's saying evacuate. So we're thinking it could be, you know, some sort of gas leak or, you know, some kind of smoke detector issue. And the guy's like, well, do you smell a gas leak? And we're like, well, no, carbon monoxide doesn't have a smell. And the guy goes, I know that. We're like, what the fuck? And the guy, and like my roommate is like hesitant to talk to cops because like one of her exes got like arrested for like talking to a cop about something and like putting his hand on his shoulder and getting arrested for like assault.
Oh my goodness.
While trying to have a discussion with a cop like years ago. So she's like not having it. But this cop is just like getting aggressive with me. And he's like, what do you want me to do? What, are you supposed to break into this house? And we're like, I don't know, man. Like, that's not... I don't know what to do. That's why we called you.
Yeah.
And the guy's... And I'm like... he goes, I know it's... He's like, can't you just deal with it? And I'm like, can I deal with it? What the fuck does that mean? Like... And I'm like, like, I understand it's annoying. Of course it's annoying. It's an alarm we can hear through our wall. But we didn't call you because we're annoyed.
There's a reason why you can hear it through the wall.
Yes, yeah. it's an alarm. Yeah. And it has a message that says evacuate. It's alarming. That's why we're concerned.
Yes.
And then the cop goes, where do you hear it say evacuate? Like, visibly angry. And I'm like, come here, my guy. And we walk over to the window. And it beeps twice. And the guy's like, I don't hear nothing. And walks away. I'm like, no, like, wait the 3 seconds for the message to come on. So we all listen. And it says evacuate immediately. And then the other guy who previously had not said anything was like, oh, yeah, I heard it. Like, he got, like, excited because he, like, found a clue. And they're investigating. And so then the cop's all fucking pissed off. And he's like, well, can't you just deal with it? Like, we can't just break into this house. And I'm like, so what do you
y'all
mean?
Y'all
do
no-knock warrants all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so the guy's getting all fucking mad at me. I literally had to tell the cop to calm down.
You're lucky he didn't shoot
you. I was like, dude, I'm like, yo, man, like, it's not worth, like, getting upset, like worked up about it. Like, we're just concerned.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to go to sleep with a possible like gas leak next door. And the guy's like, well, can you give it a few hours? And where it gets already fucking midnight at this point. Like, I would love to go to sleep, but I don't want to wake up dead. I don't know what to tell you. Like, can you call PSENG? Oh, he kept asking if we knew the landlord. Or he's like, do you know the people who live here? I'm like, no one lives here. Well, do you know the landlord? No, that's why we called you. We would have called him. Like, we could have called them.
So what ended up happening?
And so they're like, we'll put a notification in. We're like, so the guy, he tells me, he's like, can you just give it a few hours? And I'm like, what? So we can call you back at 3 a.m. or like whenever you're off shift? Like, and I literally said, would you want your family to go to sleep next to an apartment that was saying to evacuate?
Yeah.
And the guy, like, mellowed out at that point. And was like, well, put a notification in. And we're like, what does that mean? My roommate was like, what does that mean? Like, what notification? To who? And they're literally, like, they're already, like, stepping halfway into their car at this point to drive away. And we're like, notification to who? Like, what does that mean? Like, PSENG or the fire department? Like, what? Like, tell us what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the cops are like, all right, fine, we'll call the fire department. 10 minutes later, the fire department lives literally the fire department's 2 blocks away from our place. They show up, like, they must have been fucking bored. They sent everybody. Like, the whole crew were like, oh, let's fucking go. Like, 2 full ladder trucks pulled up and, like, the fire chief SUV.
Any hot 20 dudes.
They're all hot, of course.
Why didn't you give them my number?
So, literally, they send the whole fucking crew.
You know it's my dream, Dan. Wow.
Is it?
I think we specifically talked about that on the episode where I officially moved out of New York. I was lamenting never having knocked boots with one of New York's finest.
I mean, you seem to date the complete opposite of a public servant.
Private.
So yeah.
What was the opposite? Private menace.
I think punk dude is the answer. But so they show up, 20 dudes, all fucking stoked to be there. They all hear it. They say it's bizarre. The fucking old fire chief dude, like, was using it as, like, a teaching moment. He was, like, sending the young buck into, like, through... They, like, popped the screen off and climbed in through the window of the house.
Nice.
The dude who apparently I never knew lived on the top floor came down, like, fully in his underwear, like, confused. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, did you hear the alarm? And he's like, yeah, yeah. I couldn't make out what it was saying, though. I'm like, oh, it was saying to evacuate. And the guy was like, oh, fuck. Thanks for calling. The dude's crawling in through the window, and the old fire chief dude's like, hey, son, if I could do it, you can do it. Get in there, head first. And so then all of a sudden there's a bunch of, like, fucking firemen trotting around this empty apartment with, like, fucking axes and shit. And they come out, and they, like, thanked us over and over, saying, like, you absolutely did the right thing to call us. It was a smoke detector. Like, the house is filled with paint fumes and fucking dust, and that triggered it. It wouldn't have gone off unless you called us to turn it off. And they were, like, saying, like, you absolutely did the right thing. It's always better to be safe than sorry. We're super appreciative and super, super nice. And the fucking two cops are standing across the street just, like, with this, like, pouty fucking children's face.
Why didn't they leave? Like, they didn't get their way. Why did they stay?
Well, I think they have to be there. Like, they probably have to file paperwork, which was, like, the one thing they were trying not to do. Like, with a reckless abandon, not trying to do any work. They literally were acting like we brought them in from a vacation. Like, they had to fly in from the Bahamas to fucking take this call. That's how fucking not stoked they were on doing their job. It was unfucking believable how you... Yeah. Like, cops are fucking useless. And this was, like, even more, like, recklessly unhelpful. Like
Sergeant Scrooge and Private Grinch.
Literally, like, the guy was ready to, like, fucking... He was, like... Literally
probably
yelling at me,
were,
like, arguing
sucking
with me.
Each other off, and then they had to stop because they had to go to your house.
I mean, they could have done it here. It's a safe space. But yeah, so it was just, like, unfucking believable how useless they were. So we're just gonna call the fire department for everything. Yeah. Like, you know, someone's getting, like, mugged.
You mean when the fucking fire department talks is unavailable?
Yeah, they're gonna come in. They're gonna roll 20 people deep. They're going to get here in 5 minutes. It's going to be sick. But yeah, so just, like, goddamn nightmare. Weird way to end my birthday. So cops are still fucking ACAB on cops until further notice.
I think it's ACAB forever. That's evergreen, bud.
I mean, they're pretty, you know, fucking useless. It was insane. But yeah, the GCPD sucks ass so bad. I was on come across some funny names recently.
Okay.
I sent you the screenshot. I was reading some article on fucking, like, Lifehacker or something that was like, oh, how soon should you go on a date from, like, matching with someone on a dating site? And the lead person they interviewed's name was Steph Nazi.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, how can you have that name and not get it changed?
Sounds like someone from,
like,
my
I'm
side
sure
of Twitter.
I'm sure it's pronounced, like, Nazi. You
yeah.
know?
Like, add like, another Z like how, something.
Like, yeah, like, you know how, it, you know, it's Dumas, not dumbass, you know? Fucking not Steph Nazi. Incredible. So imagine meeting a Steph Nazi on a dating site. I found one almost as interesting, though. I was on Raya. Also, shocking number of McKinsey employees
on
Rocket.
They all fixing bread prices. Unbelievable amount of what they're doing. Bailing out big pharma and fixing bread.
There was a woman on there named Rachel who was, like, very attractive, and you on Raya you can, like, click through to their Instagram, and her full name was Rachel Dolezal. And it just had, like, the second line of her bio just had, like, the up the pointing up finger emoji, and it just said the real one. So imagine being named Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah. Did you see the thing I posted on our story earlier about the guy? She was like, you know, promoting her OnlyFans, and the guy was like, it's all feet pics.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Fucking Saturday was fun. So I went back down to Hamilton to celebrate my birthday with the home team.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, like, me... Kevin came out for a bit, and he came back out for dinner later. But me, Greg, who you claim to have never met, and Alex all went... We went thrifting for, like, 8 hours.
Wow.
Oh, so that was the thing. I shot an event. I shot a holiday party Friday night that went until, like, 10:30, 11. And I was like, Alex, I want to come thrifting with you on Saturday. Can we move it to, like, 10 or 11? So I can, like, sleep in my own bed tonight and then drive down in the morning. And he's like, absolutely not. I go to thrifting at 9. And I'm like, oh, what? Like,
disrespect, Alex, you can't. On your birthday.
Seriously. Well, it's the one thing he's ever shown conviction. Like, of ever. And he was like, oh, I'm like, Alex, like, I don't want to drive home at, like, after midnight. Can't you just push it back? And he's like, no, if we push it back, the line's going to be too long. I'll come back with you at 11, but I'm going at 9.
What line?
And I'm like, the line actually has been pretty crazy at the thrift store lately. It's fucking
like
so
the
stupid.
Line to get in or the line to purchase?
To purchase something. It's been like wrapping around the store. Wow. It's silly. But he was like, so I had to drive down. And then he shows up to my house late on Saturday, like a fucking dickhead. Also, Alex, tomorrow. It's closing on his Skookas.
Wow, finally. In the middle of the month. Interesting.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be closed upon, like, early September.
Oh,
well, so.
I know about that. Remember they were trying to push my closing back, and I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, so finally we'll have a nice life compound west.
What? I think I'm more west than that.
Yeah. But neither of us, it's our second home.
Okay.
You're more south than that.
It's my northern home. Yeah. Can we just, like, claim squatter's rights and take Alex's house?
I mean, it is currently, like, winterized, so we can technically, like, stay there until spring.
Nice.
And it's because we've been here the whole time.
Yeah. Just start
receiving
mail.
Exactly.
You can't kick us out.
So we're driving around, and then we had some time to kill before, like, not enough time that's worth, like, going to our separate homes and then coming back for dinner. So we're like, oh, let's kill another 2 hours. And we went to the gun store.
Okay. I was like, you gotta either get to something good or wrap this up.
Yeah. So this is the icing on the cake. Because remember, I think last week we said my three birthday wishes, gym, like, gifts, gym membership, got accepted to Raya, and I said all that's left is a Glock 19.
And if there's nothing else that we do on this podcast, it's that we speak cringe into existence. I want to say we both spoke a little bit of cringe into existence this week.
What did I speak into existence?
I mean, just becoming a Glock guy.
Is that cringe?
I mean, it's cringe to some.
Is it? You're a Glock girl.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, if I'm going to own one gun for the time being, it's going to be a gun that I know will work when it needed to. You know? And you can't get much more utilitarian than
no,
a Glock.
You can't.
So, but
those Austrians,
no Glocks in the...
they know how to do it.
So, you know, the second one I'll buy will be a fun one, you know? But not to say Glocks aren't fun.
I mean, like I said, Glock's going to be my everyday carry piece. Because that's the thing. It's not the prettiest
gun.
They
just work.
It has... The sights are bad.
Well, they're easy. There's so many upgrades you can make. It's like insane.
Well, that's why. But people are like, Glock's the perfect gun. It's like, yeah, if you do a bunch of stuff to it. But that's the thing is it fires every time. And that's all you can ask for.
Well, the fifth gens did a lot of upgrades. Mm-hmm. Is yours Gen 5? Yeah. They, you know, the sights, they just have the mid-range sights. They have the middle road sights. They don't have the really ugly one with the white U on the back.
Yeah,
they actually have like a three-dot sight.
Yeah.
But they have the nice rifling, they have a better trigger, they did a lot of good shit. And there's like so many easy things to do to like that cost like no money to upgrade.
Yeah, I like the whole reason why I upgraded was because I hated my Beretta's trigger pull. It's like, yeah, it's really heavy and it's really long.
Yeah, and you could put a 3.5 pound trigger in a Glock like super easy. It's just like a bar you replace in the trigger assembly. It's super easy. But yeah, so no Glock 19s in the whole store, not even Glock 17s. Not even, I think the 48 was the other one I was looking at. But they had a section of used guns currently on sale, 10% off. And sitting right there was a Glock 19.
Mm, beautiful.
In, like, great condition. So I'm like, I'm going to fucking buy it.
You texted me and you were like, I got a brand new used Glock. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. No, literally. So I was looking at it. It's in, like, mint condition. And I asked if there were any accessories that come with it. And the guy comes back with the full Glock kit. Like, he opens it up. He's like, oh, this shit's brand new. Mm-hmm. Like, it has the three magazines. It's got the four back straps, the tool, the lock, the case, the speed loader. Like, literally every Glock new accessory. Yeah.
The little, and he the goes, little yeah. brush.
Oh, yeah. And the guy said, he's like,
unused?
Yeah, like, the none of it was used. The guy said he, like, a woman brought it in and she literally bought it and took it to the range once and realized it wasn't for her and then like traded it in.
Nice.
So it's been fired like one time. And it was $450 after the 10%.
Pretty good.
Which is unheard of because right now, like, price gouging on Glocks is insane. I know. Like, a Glock 19 now is like $700, $750.
Well,
bucks.
I didn't think it was that much. I saw one at the gun barn the other day and I almost bought it. It was $599. Yeah.
$599 is supposed to be like the sticker price. Yeah. Like that's supposed to be standard. But some places are price gouging them. It's crazy.
My
but
gun barn
$450
would
though,
never.
Even still. But yeah, so $450 is still like unheard really of though. So stoked. Excited to take it to the range. And then of course Alex, not to be outdone, fucking bought two guns while we were there. Because the guy got two permits to burn. So he bought a Beretta 9mm, which is super nice.
I love my Beretta. But
oh, no, he bought, like, the, like, government-issue Beretta. Mm. Like, the one that, like, government agents carried for years and years and years. The really nice, like, movie Beretta. Yeah. And he also bought a Star, a little Star 9mm, Model BM, which is a pretty cool little like South American gun, I think.
My next one, I gotta get that Smith & Wesson 686 revolver. It's my favorite gun because you know I have my practical ones, my ready carries. I got my carbine.
You get the practical one, and then you get the fun.
Yeah,
the fun
especially because that one's really fun for people who are learning because it takes obviously 38 special, and then you can put 357s in it. So what you do is you just put one 357 in, you spin the barrel, you say, "Here's your gun." That's how you tell if you're flinching.
Oh yeah, the what's it called? The 38 special right now is so expensive.
You can't find it. Like I have not seen it in like months.
Yeah, it's crazy, but yeah. So I got that done, which is fucking awesome. Just feeling good. Things are coming up. I've been hitting the gym like every day. Nice. I just got back from I've been hitting the rowing machine. I felt a rower's high yesterday.
That's great.
I was like, I'm just going to bang out because I'm like still like I can walk for days. But like now that I'm like activating muscles that don't happen when you're walking, like I have strong legs, but there's only certain muscles that you hit when just doing standard like, walking. Yeah. So I've been on like the bikes and the rowing machine and I was like, oh, I'll just crank out 10 minutes on the rowing machine. My form's getting better. Mm. And then 10 minutes goes by and I'm like, oh, I have like a couple more calories to hit before I hit like a nice round number. Let me just keep it going. I end up like hitting my stride and just fucking cranking another like full 5 minutes.
Oh my God, you were cranking it in the gym?
I was where else are you going to crank it other than the gym?
And then those cops came up and they were like, okay.
Well, the thing and was I was cranking it too. And then I got my pump on.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I mean? I started pumping it after I cranked it. So I like hit my stride and like I got my second wind and just fucking plowed. Mm-hmm. It was great. But yeah, so it was fun. I did some leg presses today. Not as strong as I thought my legs were. Like, but I'm getting there. It was like 180. Mm. But, you know, getting there.
Yeah.
But I love rowing. I think that's my thing. I think I found my cardio device.
Yeah, I really want, we've talked about this on the pod, but that beautiful, like, $4,000 rowing machine.
Oh, the water rower? They're only like $1,500 now.
Really?
You have to, there's like things you have to do to keep the water clear, though.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
They have a couple of them. It's really annoying. So my gym has a couple like standard rowers, but they have like four water rowers, but they stick them in the cross training area where all the like trainers are. So like there's no real way to like wheel it out and put it down somewhere that's not in someone else's way. But I've been going to the gym now like in the middle of the day and it fucking rules.
I envy you. Because
I'm like one of 20 people there in the whole place. So it's good to like, especially because I'm like still learning the machines. Yeah. I'm not like super confident on a lot of the stuff. So like I can sit there and like watch a YouTube video on like the proper form on a certain machine. Yeah. And I'm not like in anybody's way. So it's been good. It's been a positive experience. I was like sitting on the bike today, looking down at a Italian sandwich truck parked outside.
Did you get a sandwich afterwards?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did. I ate half of it before we started recording, and I got the second half waiting for me.
What kind of sandwich?
Kind of my usual go-to, a prosciutto di Parma with some fresh mozzarella, some, roasted red peppers, and, like, they had a kind of a tangy, spicy chili paste in it. Like, so fucking good. And, you know, a little balsamic, a little oil.
I have, like, a week and a day left in my fast, and part of me like wants cheese more than anything, and part of me is like, oh, I'm good without it.
No, you want cheese. Oh, we're eating cheese when I'm coming down. We're going on a cheese cruise.
Well, I'll have to maybe pick up some good cheese while I'm home in Philly.
Are you coming? You're coming up here for Christmas?
And then I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm leaving on Monday.
What time? Like, when are the fam coming down?
Oh, I have no idea. I think so. We've been like kind of tentative about these plans because of, you know, what happened last year. So
it's happening everywhere.
The super spreader.
Oh, well, just everyone has. Oh yeah,
one of my coworkers has it, and she was like, guys, like everyone in New York has Omicron right now.
It's actually true. I was supposed to hang out with this girl.
I thought everyone in New York was vaxxed.
They are. Everyone's boosted too, and they're all. No one's getting like everyone has like a mild
cold. And you're also not allowed to have
unvaccinated.
Well, that's what it is usually. It's just a mild cold.
I know, but literally everybody. My roommate's cousin who was in town last week also just tested positive for it after being in New York. a girl I was supposed to hang out with the last like couple of days is like, hey, I don't feel well. I'm going to get tested. And then it came back. It's just COVID. So the universe is just never wants me to hang out.
You should just do it. Just get COVID. Everyone. Get it over with. Just ask her. Say, spit in my mouth. Oh, this isn't a kink thing. I'm trying to get sick. I'm actually a bug chaser.
Yeah. So my roommate had it and I didn't catch it. So.
I had it and you didn't get it for me either.
I know. It's so weird. Oh, boy. I'm trying to think what other things... Oh, we'll get in the questions in a second. But the last thing I wanted to bring up was like weird shit I saw. Was,
I thought you were
going to
confront me about something. I was like, get ready.
No, there was, it was just some weird, stupid thing I saw scrolling like through Instagram stories. But someone posted a story that was like just a standard like black screen with text. And it just said, trigger warning, snakes. and then the next story was like some kind of weird article about snakes. But trigger warning snakes was so fucking funny to me for some reason.
I didn't know people were still doing trigger warnings.
No, it's still a thing, but I kind of like that it's only for stupid shit now. Like not actual trauma, just like trigger warning breakfast cereal.
That'll trigger, if it's like Cheerios, it'll trigger people who like have that fear of holes.
Oh, yeah. Tryptophobia, yeah. Or whatever it's called. All right, so I got a couple questions here. Did you? You
I
didn't
get any
questions. So I'll spare
my
you the embarrassment.
My humiliation ritual.
People used to send you questions all the time, and then you just never answered them without like making fun of the people. So maybe you burned your bridges.
They were stupid questions.
So, well, speaking of stupid questions, someone said, "I like photography, but I really like good design. Can I be on your show? I'm an engineer."
Have they listened
so
to our
I don't
our
know
show?
What that means. I don't think so.
Can I just like yell at him for an hour and a half?
About what?
I don't know, everything.
Social engineering?
Yeah. Be like, why are parking lots all so bad?
Mm-hmm. All right. best Christmas song.
Oh, this is a little bit of a contrarian take, but it's, hold on, I have to look at what it's called, but it's an Emerson, Lake and Palmer song.
Oh, it's a Christmas
song?
Yeah,
it's very nihilistic. I'll read you some of the lyrics.
Okay.
It's called I Believe in Father Christmas. Okay. They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. And the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell and their eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father mm-hmm. Christmas. I looked at the sky with excited eyes till I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him and through his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get, we deserve.
Damn. Mine.
It's a very menacing Christmas song, but it's great. It reminds me of my childhood because we listened to it a lot in the car.
I'm a big Carol. I love Carol the Bells. Is it just
Do you know the Verona
classic?
Version? It's
no.
Very, very up your alley.
I like the what was it? The August Burns Red Christmas album from like 2012 gets a lot of play
nice.
This time of year.
Oh, something I actually wanted to discuss.
Oh.
Man's Not Hot Christmas version.
Oh God,
we gotta play it.
All right, we gotta play it. All right, let me
it's
dig it
up. It's so good. It's like, why did they, I'm glad we got this question because I wanted to talk about this. Why did they have, I like that they were like, you know what, this song's not about Christmas. Let's put some bells on it. Call it Christmas.
It's just the same song.
With bells. Sportsbook, we're
offering an exclusive. Oh, no free cloud.
No free
cloud. It's literally the same song just for Christmas.
Oh, that's so good. It's a good song, though.
I mean, it's a great fucking song.
Yo! Oh, yeah. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot. Never hot. Skitty cat cat. Boom! 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Quick maths.
It's the same it's song, just with a different beat. Smoke trees.
See your girl in the what park. Is the song about? Girl was a uckers.
No, not being hot. Quack. You man with ducking.
You man. Old ass me. I just love one of the notes. Is, your dad is 44. My guy.
Quick maps. yeah, so I think that it's actually, so this is my, it's my other people's content this week. But I need to play a sample.
I thought you were going
to
say the big
This is something I found like back in the days of when I was touring with Dads, and we came across, and actually Scott from Dads reminded me of this.
I'm supposed
did a parody
to take a
record.
Shot every time you talk about your tour with Dads, and I don't have any alcohol.
Who are you making these deals with? There's like one other person. It was a formative part of my life, okay?
I know.
But
I'm
Scott,
just saying it's a fun drinking game for me too. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, perfect. It's the someone made a parody record called Rage Against the Manger.
Oh god.
And it's just a parody record of Christmas-themed Rage Against the Machine songs. Oh, and it's so bad that it's amazing that someone made a full album. And it's just, like, poorly recorded. Skip ahead.
Merry Christmas now!
It's a whole album. It's so good.
His voice just cracked. Who did this?
But my favorite is that he tries to do the solo at the end. And it's so good. Let me see if I think I hit the right spot.
Merry Christmas now! Hands off the parade! Hands off the parade!
It's like elves on parade.
Oh, yeah. Just not even try with the solo.
Found this on Bandcamp. I just looked.
It's on Bandcamp.
It says, oh, they're from Hershey, Pennsylvania. We are not Rage Against the Machine. I don't know why anyone would think that Rage Against the Machine would make a Christmas album. This is a parody.
But yeah, there's some great Elves on Parade, Sanctify, I Want a Gorilla Radio, Calm Like Your Mom, Black Friday, Christmas in the Name, Shop Now in the Fire,
oh, the tags.
Wake Up, It's
oh,
Christmas.
This is from 2011. The tags are Christmas Funk and Hershey.
I love... Wait, there's a... Shop Now in the Fire is really good. It's really
it's
fucking
incredible.
Good. So yeah, classic. So I think that might be my favorite Christmas song. Oh, all right, next question. What is the most mainstream thing you fuck with?
Home ownership?
I'm going to say society.
This is why no one asks me questions. Making a decent salary? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too broad of a question. Yeah, it's again, I think maybe to get like more specific
having
to like pop
perfect milkers.
Like, enjoying Taylor Swift, maybe?
The National, clearly.
The National is still like I don't know. That's subculture. Mm. It's alternative.
It's normie subculture.
It is very normie. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Maybe less broad next time.
Let that be a lesson to you, question asker.
Yeah. Shame. Is Kim going to get back with Kanye? Why do people ask us questions on Kim
know.
And Kanye all
no
the time?
She posted this thing. It was like Mason's birthday. And she was like, Mason sent me this message. And it was like, you shouldn't let North do lives. It's just someone was like, I love Kanye, but a friend of the pod, Shakur, said, I love Kanye, but he shouldn't have let a whore have his children.
Oh, my God. Apparently Kanye did like a really depressing concert with Drake and just like lamented the entire time, like begging Kim to come back. Like true simp shit.
She passed the baby bar. She belongs to the streets now.
That's true. Top albums of the year.
We are having a playlist and, for this, so
yeah,
watch this space.
Yeah, we did. So, should we mention our favorites? Just
yeah,
quickly?
I guess we can. I need to go through and find. It was not as good of a year for music.
I thought there was a lot of good stuff this year. Well, I mean, I'll start. So here's something that's really annoying. So Turnstile has been getting a lot of like the top spaces in a lot
of
your list.
Believe I didn't put Turnstile on here.
You took some stuff I wanted to put on here.
So
you took like Girl in Red, definitely one of the best albums this year, and also like the new Def Heaven record.
Yeah.
So we kind of share the list a little bit because we overlap.
This is a collaborative list.
No, in no particular order either. But
actually, mine is in order of when they came out.
Oh, perfect. So for me, like the new For Your Health record is great. It just sounds like crazy music I listened to in high school. The Armed, I think their new record, Ultra Pop, I think it's just some of the most inventive kind of hardcore stuff in a genre that's notoriously boring. New Knocked Loose, just heavy as hell. The new Wild Pink record, kind of different than the rest of the stuff on my list, but very good kind of alt country-ish. New Idols record, I'm a slow to kind of come over to them, but the new record's pretty solid.
Is so good.
See You Space Cowboy, also really good by mixing everything I listened to in high school into like one thing. Mm. New World's Beautiful Place record, just excellent musicianship, good people. New Foxing record, solid record front to back, and The Body, I've Seen All I Need to See, is just fucking wild. But yeah, the new Turnstile, so many people are like, I mean, it's just everyone fucking ragging on shit that's like popular. Yeah. Like they just played Seth Meyers last night. But they're like, oh, everyone, you're so cool, you put the new Turnstile record on your top album. It's like, well, it's a good record.
It is a good record, like, yeah.
It might not be a good record in the sense of like, oh, the lyrics are so insightful and deep. It's like, no, it's just a fucking fun
listen. It is so fun. That got me through my drive from Smith Mountain Lake to Philadelphia. Look how cute Charlie is.
Mm-hmm. It's just a fun record. But yeah, what other stuff made it onto yours?
I mean, Cult of Luna had a great album out early. Lana Del Rey released not one but two albums, and they were both.
I
built my personality around both of them. I mean, Godspeed You came out with a new one. Girl in Red.
I still need to listen to that.
Obviously good. Fiddlehead. You know, they're all right, but they fill a need.
It's canon that the record
was
fine.
But it was fine. The new Pile was excellent. It was basically just like redoing old songs. But
yeah,
you know, I loved the new Halsey. Halsey was so good.
It's a good record.
Obviously, Def Heaven. And then Emma Ruth Rundle came out with an album like last month, and a lot of people didn't like it. Because I feel like what happened is it's her chemtrails over the country club. It's like very
interesting.
Very quiet, very, you know, just more introspective, maybe. A little bit raw, unplugged, not as like, I mean, you know, she's not like, you know, production, but it's very stripped down, pianos, guitars.
I gotta check it
out. Yeah, it's good. It's good feels music. So if you're feeling anything.
So I think for next year, though, I think I might just only listen to
my music.
No, I think I'm only going to listen to music in the public domain. So I was bopping this the other day in the car.
Okay, tell me it's like Sousa.
Grab a partner. Do-si-do. Swing your partner. Come on, let's go.
Tookie and the Straw. Tookie and the Straw.
What is this?
Boots and pants. Yeah.
Tookie and the Straw.
Charlie,
you tell me
right
you don't
now?
Fuck with, yeah. You tell me you don't fuck with Turkey in the Straw.
I don't know what that? What is that?
Turkey in the Straw, classic tune in the public domain. I just love that this one's called Turkey in the Straw rap version, just because it has a black man on it.
Do you remember? Okay, so this was like 2008, 2009. Do you remember hip hop?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it anymore. There's a lot of that.
We can just acknowledge it existed. I have some friends who were ironically and then maybe not so ironically into it.
I remember the, what was it, Chicken in the Train or something.
Oh, God. Oh, so there was a second part of this question also. What were your top movies of the year?
I don't think I watched.
I'm trying to think what came out that I watched. What?
I don't think I watched a single new movie.
Yeah, it was a weird year for movies for me.
I just watched Gladiator like 20 times. You really did just watch. Trying to manifest something over here.
Yeah. I watched the new James Bond. I think it was fine. It like
he's very like cooked.
What?
You didn't heard me. So? I don't know. He's like riding on the back of the Vespa. I didn't see the movie. I just know that he made a mockery of traditional masculinity, and I'm not about that. And I'm not doing a bit right now either. There's nothing that like genuinely upsets me more than the cuckery of the average male. Bond is supposed to be like the toxic masculine.
I mean, character. The idea of him, the woman was already driving the motorcycle.
Tell her to get off. The green lines in that image.
Boy. Well, it was fine. It kind of wedged itself in the middle of all the other Daniel Craig films.
Basically, what I knew of it, I was like, you know, like rubbing my hands together and saying harassment architecture.
Well, they're like, they were kind of pitching the new James Bond as being like a woman. Like he's not technically 007 in the last movie because they thought he was dead. So
they thought he was dead in like Skyfall too.
That's every movie. He's always just dead.
Who do you think the next Bond is going to be?
I think it might be the black woman who became the new 007 in the new movie.
It's going to be a Bell Hooks hologram.
Yes, exactly. R.I.P. Bell Hooks. What else? Oh, I watched Titane, which is that French film that won the Palme d'Or at Cannes.
Shoot myself in the head.
And it's the one where the woman has sex with a car.
What?
And becomes pregnant with a car baby.
Human skin truck?
Yeah, it's literally human skin truck, baby.
Wait, really?
I think it's actually like metal skin car baby, but
wait, it's really, do you think they listened to that and they were like, let's make a movie about this?
Yeah, it so
can I get a hell yeah,
like humans. Oh man, I miss Alabama. Was it, what the fuck,
it was like something Kansas City Breeze something Kansas, yeah, something,
yeah. But
Memphis Kansas Breeze.
That's my album of the year.
Anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, please look it up. Because actually, can you just play it?
Oh,
it's so good.
Memphis.
Nothing makes me laugh as hard as this does.
This is a multimedia full episode.
It's just so good. Probably one of the best things you've ever done for me is show me this.
Oh,
it brings
God.
Me joy.
Memphis, Kansas so Breeze playing their hit song Human Skin Truck Baby.
All right, Brantley. Oh, right. Harley.
I'm already losing it.
I came home from work to see my wife crying on the couch. My wife is a truck, and when she cries, she honks. Honk, honk. Truck wife said, honey, I'm pregnant. So I held her by her side mirror, which is her hand, and then I gaze into her windshield eyes. I said, I'll be proud to be the dad of your truck, baby. Then the truck gave birth right then and there out of her tailpipe, which is her pussy. Squirting out the tailpipe, what did I see? A little baby truck that looks sort of like me. It was a full-size truck covered in human skin. It started screaming in a human voice. It said, please kill me, I'm constantly in pain. Why do I exist? Please end my life. I said, no, you're my son, and I'm proud to be the father to this human skin truck, baby. Human skin truck, baby. Human skin truck, baby. Skin truck, skin truck. Human skin truck, baby. Toot beep beep honk toot honk honk beep toot beep honk boop beep boop right left right left blinkers on.
Yeah, that's a good song. But yeah, the woman has sex in the car and then pretends to be a boy and then gets adopted by some like PTSD fireman.
What?
No, the woman.
What happens to the baby?
She has it eventually. Spoiler alert.
As a boy?
Well, she's biologically a woman presenting
what
as a male.
What is this?
I have to say it's very French. It's a very French movie.
Is French? Is that like a dog whistle for like retarded?
It won the Palme d'Or.
Yeah.
It's like the second woman ever director to win the Palme d'Or.
Of course
Palme
a woman did this.
But it's a movie that is unlike I have ever seen. I'll put it that way. And then last night I watched The French Dispatch, which I thought was extremely Wes Anderson. Also very French. And
the other side of
but
French.
Yes. But it was very good. It's visually very dense. Mm. But I love the format of like the three vignettes. It was nice. So that was fun. I'm not all over the place. So yeah. And you saw nothing.
No.
You watched Don't Mess with the Zohan over and over again in between
Gladiator
viewings.
And Casablanca.
Oh, classic. I think that's all the questions. We're way over time.
I know.
New format.
I have like a sales call in 32 minutes.
Oh shit. Yeah. And I got a sandwich to eat. Do you got other people's content this week?
I do. I just finished reading The Conspiracy of Art by Jean Baudrillard.
Mm. Very French.
Very
well.
French. a little bit retarded. No, it's really good. It's, you know, just like essays and interviews kind of compiled about, you know, critiquing art and modern art, pornography, Abu Ghraib, all those things. It's very good. Very nice. French. Very good. You should read it.
Yeah, maybe. We'll get there eventually.
It's probably like the most intellectual other people's content I've ever had.
It might be. And mine is the opposite. As I mentioned before, it's Rage Against the Manger, which can be found at rageagainstthemanger.bandcamp.com. Make your family listen to it on Christmas Day. They'll be bummed out. And that's the true goal.
Yeah.
You got plugs?
What did you send me? It's me. It's literally
your next reading assignment.
I guess just follow me on Instagram and Twitter if you dare.
If you dare. You should read that book before you fly back to Phoenix.
I'm posting this in my close friend's story. I wish I could post it in my general, but I think it's too problematic.
Hold on, I'll add some context to it. All right, there we go.
I'm not
sharing
you can follow
me.
That.
I'm. You can follow me at Dan Bassini on Twitter and Instagram, danbassini.com. Buy my books, buy my things, purchase my wares. I'm the greedy merchant.
the happy merchant. Wow, happy merchant. Greedy. What are you saying about Jews?
I'm talking about merchants. We're talking about two different things. danbassini.com, therangefinderdiaries.com. I just queued up another like 200 images, so that'll be flying until middle of next
year.
Are
any of them of me?
Yeah,
really?
Actually.
Which
some
one?
Stuff from the Skook trip.
Oh, okay, okay.
And yeah, you can follow us both at A Nice Life Pod on Twitter and Instagram. The Have a Nice Life, Pioneer Glenn Decalcification Fast Track to Success Cult on Facebook, and the Have a Nice Server Discord. We got some fucking good merch designs out in the ether right now. We need to set up something.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. Just in time for after Christmas, I'm sure. Use that Christmas money that your meemaw gave you.
Yeah.
And we haven't said this in a while, but fucking rate us on wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like and subscribe and tell your friends. Because this is, I think we're back to being a funny podcast.
I think we're getting
there.
We
were like not very funny for a while.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens when nature returns.
It's I think you're slightly less internet poisoned. And I'm just cruising into the doing interesting things that make things interesting to talk about phase. That's the goal of my art. Just do more interesting stuff to talk about. Mm. I'm just working a lot too, so I'm sure I'll be unfunny again when I'm not busy.
True.
But yeah, so I think that about wraps this one up. This is our pre-Christmas episode, so I guess this technically will be our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Unless we do something else.
Maybe.
Yeah, everyone continue the war on Christmas. And have a nice life.
Bye.